Blessed be your name for the privilege of being in your presence this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for in you we live and move and have our being, and we are your very offsprings. Breathe upon this service today. Let not one person live here the same way they've come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Father, we give you the praise. Please be alert this afternoon as we receive what God has in store for us. Bring you greetings from Cameroon, where we had a most explosive crusade. We shall tell you about it very, very shortly. Quickly this afternoon, the subject is taking your place in destiny. Taking your place in destiny, part 2. The month of May is our month of reigning as kings in destiny. It is our month of destiny as a church. The vision for this ministry was released 30 years ago, exactly in the month of May of 1996. My rededication to God was exactly 40 years ago, the same month of May, May the 12th. And so many, many great things has happened to us in the month of May. And we see the month of May as our month of destiny. Now, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible said, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." We have two objectives which is consistent from the first service. One is to understand our destiny from our origin. Number two, to understand the way to our destiny. There were critical things I said from the first service, that there is a connection between origin and destiny. There is a connection between root and fruit. Between root and future. There is a connection between your nature and your future. No matter how interested you are from Benue State in what I am, it is not usable as pounded yam. The nature limited its future, its use. Train the baboon or the chimpanzee, no matter how much training you give it, it cannot run for election. Can train it to speak English. Can train it to behave like a person. I don't actually know whether a chimpanzee can play the keyboard at random and make music. Nature determines future. If it is the eagle, expect it to soar. If it is the lion, expected to roar. Our origin determined our destiny. Now, in the first service, I mentioned two things about our origin. Number one, man originated from God. We have our origin in God. And since we know how God is, we have an understanding of how our destiny should be. We have our origin in God. And because we know how God is, we have an understanding of how our destiny ought to be. Secondly, God made Adam, who functioned the way human destiny should before the fall. He functioned in the way of human destiny. He functioned how we were meant to live before the fall. So if we can see God and we can see Adam, then we can see how we are to function. Can somebody say a loud amen? Having said all of this, what is human destiny meant to look like? What is our destiny? I will say what I said in the first service. Then I will say the second side of it in this second service, which is what I'll be dealing with. Number one, we said it is a destiny of spirituality. Because God is spirit and he made us in his image. In this second service, we extrapolate it to mean a destiny of heavenly existence. A destiny of heavenly existence. A destiny of existence in heaven on the earth. A destiny. You know, God made man in his image. He made the Garden of Eden in the image of heaven. Man was made in the image of God. Eden was made in the image of heaven. And so man was to live in a heaven on the earth existence. No wonder Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10 says, after this manner therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So the purpose of God is to ensure that we have a heavenly experience on the earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 21, very, very exciting scripture. Talking to the children of Israel, he said, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. What is our destiny? Our destiny is to carry the climate of heaven on earth. Our destiny is to live in the breath of heaven on earth. The climate of God's presence. The climate of worship. The climate of prayer. The climate of the word. The climate that is spiritual. Not a carnal earthly climate. That our lives are run by the rules of heaven. Run by the program of heaven. That we are more at home in heaven than this earth. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That heavenly things excite us more than earthly things. That kingdom things excite us more than worldly things. This is our destiny. This is our call. I sang to you last Sunday, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. It's not our home. When you feel too much at home in this world, something is wrong. When you feel too much at home in this world, something is wrong. Where to feel at home is our heavenly home. We are not there yet. But while here, there is a longing for him, a longing for his presence. Not that you want to die before your time, but you want to carry that climate here. That was how Israel was. They went in the wilderness with a pillar of cloud by day and with a pillar of fire by night. They were in the wilderness, but not of the wilderness. They passed through the wilderness without feeling the wilderness, without experiencing the climate of the wilderness, which was extreme heat by day and extreme cold by night. So by the daytime, when they should be experiencing extreme heat, there was a pillar of cloud. In the night, where there should be extreme cold, there was a pillar of fire. This is our destiny. My wife told the children, told us in the first service, she said, when you want to find the direction of myself in the house and you don't know where is he, just go in the direction of where worship, where you are hearing worship from. Either he's singing it himself or he's playing the climate of worship. Now you can follow that direction. You can follow the direction of tonguing. You can also follow the direction of message playing in the background. Follow that direction. You'll find who you are looking for. This is our destiny. The people of the world have the right to be worldly. The people of the world have the right to feel at home in this world. But no matter how close you are to them, to feel at home in the world with, like themselves, is an abomination. They should be able to see your discomfort with their comfort. What makes them comfortable makes you uncomfortable. They should feel it. They should see it. They should sense it. It is a destiny of spirituality, which is the destiny of heavenly existence. Number two, we said, is a destiny of authority. Being in control, being in command, and being in charge. In this service, the flip side of it is the destiny of leadership, influence, and excellence. The destiny of leadership, the destiny of influence, the destiny of excellence. To be at the very top anywhere we are found. To be at the very top, to be at the very top, to be at the very top, to be at the very top. Everywhere we are found. Literally ruling and reigning in life. Literally ruling and reigning in life. When God told Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion, it means I am making you a king of some sort. You are to rule and you are to reign. I position you in leadership. I position you in influence. I position you in excellence. This is our destiny. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. It's not a life of obscurity. It's not struggling for relevance. It's not a background existence. Oh no. That's not where we belong as children of God. It's leadership. It is influence. It is excellence. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, when he brought them out of Egypt, verse 13, look at what he said. He said, he made Israel to ride on the high places of the earth, not the low places, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and the oil out of the flinty rock. The high places of the earth. The high places of the earth. The high places of the earth. It is not an excessive desire to be at the high places of the earth. It is not. The high places of the earth. The high places of the earth. In Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 14, that is repeated. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 14. Thou shalt delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The high places of the earth. The high places of the earth. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14 to verse 16. The high places of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and he give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. A city set on a hill, not a village in a valley. First of all, you are a city, not even a person. And then next, you are on a hill, not in a valley. Not a village in the valley. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Is God speaking to anyone here? Say aloud, amen. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say louder, amen. God is speaking to you. Say louder, amen. Say, authority is my realm. My destiny is authority. Authority over principalities and powers, over forces of darkness, over the powers of evil. My destiny is leadership. My destiny is influence. My destiny is excellence. My destiny is existence at the top. Anybody who has such a destiny, shout the loudest, amen.
Who is it that says the children of the devil should be in charge of the world? The world that God owns. The world that God created. Who said so? Who said so? Who said that we should not have it the way we want it? I was in Nicaragua last week Thursday and preached there on Friday. I left there on Friday night, the equivalent of 8 a.m. or 8 a.m. of Saturday already in Nigeria. And I'm to fly about 15 hours. And we arrive in the midnight, around 3 a.m., 3 something a.m. back to Nigeria, of Sunday morning. About 2 hours before service, came to the altar, prayed, went, showered, came back for service last Sunday. I went to crusade in Buhari the same Sunday evening and Monday. Then went to Cameroon on Thursday, Friday, returned back on Saturday. Here I'm out on Sunday. If somebody is to follow normal schedule, how will this be possible? Only the grace of God. Then it will take you maybe 1 month for the things I mentioned now to happen. It will take you at least a month for all the things I just mentioned within 1 week. The way of movement. How many connecting flights will I need from here to Nicaragua? Connecting flight back. And dream of meeting Sunday service. Impossible. It is not luxury to be on top. It is a necessity for the sake of generational impact. The world won't follow people on the floor. No. They won't listen to you. They say, help yourself first. You say, God can help me. Help yourself first. Help yourself first. When last did the messenger force his manager to follow him to church? But the driver drives his boss to church. He enters the service with, he has to enter the service with him. Am I communicating at all? I'm going to detail this in the course of the month. But God's plan and purpose is for you, me, and his people to be right up there for the sake of positively impacting our world while time lasts, before the curtain of time is drawn, before we step over into eternity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Influence is maximal from up down, not from down up. systems, people are influenced and impacted from the top down, not from down up. It doesn't happen anywhere. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the believers amen. Lift your hand, say my destiny is the destiny of authority. My destiny is the destiny of leadership. My destiny is the destiny of influence. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. It's a destiny of leadership. Thirdly, we said it is a destiny of supernaturality. The meaning of that is, the flip side of this is, it is a destiny of existence as a wonder and a sign. God destined us to exist like a wonder and a sign to the world. Dwelling in the realm that make many people to wonder and to ponder. Who is this person? Dwelling in the realm that is like a mystery, like a puzzle to many. One pastor told me about 2 weeks ago when we came back from Jalingo. He said, he's a pastor. And he said to me, he said, can you tell me really, are you a person? Are you still a person or not? I said, why? He said, what's going on? Everywhere. Another one said, okay, let's talk about the energy. Let's talk about the frequency. Let's talk about the urgency. Then zero down to the finances. You went to Nicaragua, you didn't return back with Sisi. See the way you went. You went to Jalingo, you gave them welfare, you gave them everything. No offering was taken. Everything paid for. That stadium was not in a usable form before the crusade. Money was spent to just put a few things in place. The pastor of the place can give us the details. That is at our own discretion. We just decided to put it, to touch things up in a way that we can use. You gave welfare. You gave medical treatment. You gave welfare. No offering was taken. Then you returned back and went to Nicaragua. And then came here and went to Buhari. Did crusade. Did welfare. No offering was taken. Then you returned back and went to Cameroon. Haba. Wait till they happen. What's going on? Huh? Make it Faroa. What's happening? I need a Igbo version. Ogini ne me. Abaseba ye for. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is that God has created you and me to begin to function in a way that your world will wonder what is happening. David said it, Psalm 71, verse 7. He said, I am as a wonder unto many. But what they don't know is that you are my strong refuge. I am under you. I function like a wonder. I am as a wonder unto many. There are many, many things about my life that many people cannot explain. That is what they should be saying about you in your business, in your political endeavor. They should be saying about you in the realm of inventions. I am as a wonder unto many. There are too many things about me that people cannot understand. In Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 18, the Bible says, I and the children whom the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. We are a sign and a wonder. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. You remember that God asked Adam to name the animal. Question is, what did he tell the animals before they came? He summoned them. That was supernatural in itself. He spoke, they understood. I'm sure you understand that they communicated, because the Eve was communicating with the serpent. And so on and so forth. That is a supernatural dimension of operation on his own. See how the master walked on water in Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 28 and 29. And as if to say to Peter, this is not only what I can do, you too can do it. And he summoned Peter to walk on the water. And he walked on the water until he became afraid and began to sink. See how many times Elisha multiplied food. Second Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 4. There are many, many testimonies that we have. Many things that God has done. That if you say some of them to this doubt-filled generation, to this doubt-loaded generation, to this sarcastic, unbelievers, apostate generation, they will just trivialize. So it's not, don't throw holy things to dogs. So there are many things that we could say we don't bother. But one thing is very, very clear, that we serve a God who is real and who works wonders, unimaginable wonders, in our day and age. In the Rwanda church, my first child and second, Debbie and her sister, they were moving, you know, the access slopes down like that, and she was walking and tripped, and suddenly two people assisted her left and right. Oh, Debbie, sorry. And stood up to stand. And she turned to look to say thank you, and she saw nobody. Where were the people who just assisted me from tripping? Nobody. The two of them, she and her junior sister, ran to her mother. Mommy, mommy, mommy. We just saw some angels. We saw an angel. Ran. Why is it possible? He gives his angel charge over you. They will hold you up in their hands, lest you dash your feet against a stone. They looked and couldn't see. It's real. There are many, many kinds of this that could be said, but he spared. But God is real. I wrote an exam sometime and I didn't put a full stop. I won't tell you the balance. But let me tell you the one I can tell you. They asked medical exam in 500 level. Autopsy finding. Histopathology. Of a man dying of primary liver cell cancer. If you do an autopsy, what will you find? And I answered the medical exam grammatically. They say a man dying. So I said the man has not died. You don't do autopsy if he hasn't died. You do a post-mortem if somebody has died. I wrote one line. The man hasn't died, so no need for autopsy. Ay, 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 ay.
Because, I mean, for medicine, as far as if they say the man is dying, he will die. That is nothing stops him from dying. I mean, it's primary liver cell cancer. It's cancer. He will die according to medicine. So by the time he dies and you do an autopsy, what will you find? That was the question. But a man dying. I say he hasn't died. You don't do autopsy.
See, the equation is over 25. There is no way you can fail that and pass. You know what I did when I realized what happened? I thought, I said, Lord, you know I know the answer. It's just that I misunderstood the equation. Just kindly help me put down the answer that you know that I know. Just help me put down the answer. That was what happened. I was walking and one of those who handled the exam was coming and congratulating me. Say, you did too well in that exam. Say that, Allah, the way you answer that question. Long story made short, it was clear. If that is not supernatural, what is supernatural? I have had many diverse supernatural signs and wonders. I wasn't asking God to help me pass because I failed. No. You know I know it. Am I communicating at all? Today, I speak to you. Every existence that is ordinary, it is over forever. Every ordinary existence, ordinary living, ordinary existence, devoid of signs and wonders, is over forever. I ask that Jehovah God will help you. Jehovah God will cause His face to shine upon you. Now, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. It is a destiny of His existence as a sign and a wonder. The last one, the fourth one we dealt with was a destiny of supernatural eyesight and insight. Knowing things that you did not know by education. And in this service, the other side of it is called the destiny of divine knowledge and wisdom. Divine knowledge and wisdom. Inside information. Information beyond education. Information beyond the realm of the senses. That is how God functions. And that is how He created us to function. In Romans chapter 11 verse 33. Look at what the Bible said. It says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. The depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. The depth. In Psalm 139, verse 1 to verse 4. Oh Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. And you are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Keep going. Look at verse. He said, you know me, everything. You know my thought. Verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Oh, keep going. Whither shall I go from thy presence, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Anywhere I go, you are there. Anywhere I go, you are there. Anywhere. You know everything. God did not only function in that realm. Adam functioned in that realm. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 19 to 20, I said in the first service, how God, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. He said he brought them to see. It was an examination. This is lion, this is elephant, this is tiger, but let me see what he will call them. And whatever name Adam called, that did not become the name. That was originally the name. He passed the test. But you thought that that was where it ended. Now look at what happened further. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 21 to 23, this was where it got very crazy now, or very creepy. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Adam was sleeping. When God put him to sleep, he was not aware. When God took the rib from him, he was not aware. When God used the rib to mold the woman, he was not aware. The woman was already created, seated, and looking at Adam. Then Adam woke up and saw the woman. Everything happened while he was under Holy Ghost anesthesia. Not anesthesia. Spiritesia. But look at what Adam said. He said, Adam said, this is now bone. How you know? This bone was taken from my bone. Flesh was taken from my flesh and was used to manufacture this woman. That is the realm of knowledge God wants for you. He wants for me. He wants us to revel in. 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. This is our destiny. Not to be taken unawares all the time by the devil. Not to be taken by surprise all the time by the devil. Not to have a surprise attack all the time by the devil. You saw it coming. You dealt with it. You just knew what happened. Nobody told you. You didn't read it. You didn't dream a dream. But you just knew that this is what it is. This is the realm God wants us to operate. Am I communicating? I tell you a story. A man was so sick that they wanted to take him to India. And his neighbor, somebody invited him to the church here. And he came to church. Maybe let's pray first before the India trip. They invited him here. And then he heard of home cell. And he decided, let me give my house as a home cell. Why not? If that's the least I can do for God. So he gave his house as a home cell location. The Saturday worship that happens from here in various homes. The first home cell meeting in his house, they began to sing and to praise. And as they were singing and praising, somebody began to scream from the boys' quarter. A tenant. And she screamed and began to scream, fire, fire, fire. And ran to where the home cell was holding and confessed that she, the tenant, was behind the affliction of the landlord. What is my offense? I gave you house. He fired the arrow of death into the landlord that came in form of a terminal affliction. How different would it have been if when such a tenant was coming, you knew that this is not a tenant, this is a killer? How different will it be
If when such a particular kind of husband or business partner was coming, you knew that this is not a husband, this is not a man, it's a machete. Or you wanted to marry a wife and you suddenly realize this is not a wife, this is a knife. This is not a business, this is a trap. That is why it is not luxury to have divine knowledge and wisdom. It is not luxury to have supernatural foresight and insight. It might save your life. I announce today in the name of Jesus, somebody's eyes are opening, somebody's ears are opening, somebody's understanding is opening today. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. I came from school, medical student. I think I was in 600 level when a particular prophetess had captured everybody's attention. Mighty power of God. Who is lying down there, please? This prophetess had captured everybody's attention. Power of God, power of God. The moment I arrived, I knew that this wasn't of God. The sad thing was that a prophet that is genuine, authentic, anything you have in your pocket, he can tell you. He was also deceived. He wasn't fake, but he was deceived. So I looked at him and said, sir, this kind of prophetic thing is going on around you and you allowed it. He said, what happened? I said, this is not of God. He said, this is not of God. Let us pray about it and you will see. We prayed and spiritual legislation was issued. Brought her, prayed with her. That was the end of her tonguing and the end of her prophecy for life. That was how everybody was delivered. It was like Simon the sorcerer who bewitched Samaria. Anybody here that has been bewitched by any devil or agent of the devil manipulating your life, your family, or your husband or your wife or your children, I declare that bewitchment is broken. It is broken. The Lord, open your eyes to see. Open your ears to hear. Open your understanding to know. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise. I could go on and on and on. It's a destiny of divine knowledge and wisdom. That was the tie that Solomon operated when two prostitutes were arguing over a particular child. I'm sure, how many of you remember the story? They overlaid the child. This one says it's mine. The other one says it's mine. All of a sudden, with the speed of electricity of mentality, Solomon said, bring me a sword. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 23 to 28. Say, bring the child. I am about to divide the child into two. I will give half to this woman and half to the other woman. The woman who owned the child, the Bible said, because her bowels yearned upon her son. Because no woman under no level of contention
will agree for her child to be killed. It's better I am the mother of a live child who is not in my possession than the mother of a dead child that is in the possession of nobody. One day child will know mother, mother will know child. That woman say, no, don't divide the child. The other woman say, no, divide the child. Let it neither be mine or hers. Let none of us own the child. Solomon say, yeah, woman. She, even if it's another person's child, you want us to kill person's child, right? Even if it's not your child, we should kill person's child. Give this woman the child and leave this year one alone. This one is not permitted to be called a mother. She is an abomination of maternity. Abomination of maternity. Do you understand what I'm saying? That couldn't have happened by just normal thinking. It was, and you remember Solomon prayed before he stepped into office, give me wisdom, give me understanding, help me to reason above the realm of normal people. And he did. That was the kind of wisdom Daniel operated in, until in Daniel chapter 5 verse 11, they said, in Daniel there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, there was light in him, there was understanding in him, there was wisdom in him like the wisdom of the gods. It was found in this Daniel, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. It's coming for somebody here today. You will begin to know things that you didn't read from any book. That amen can be better. You will begin to know things you never read from any book. You'll begin to understand things that nobody told you. You'll begin to see things ahead before they happen. You believe I shall the Lord say amen. And finally, our destiny is the destiny of the blessing. A destiny of increase, multiplication, and empowerment unto sources. The flip side of it for this service is called the destiny of supernatural supply. Excess without stress. Excess. The destiny of supernatural supply. Excess without stress. The realm where supplies begin to exist before demands are made, before demands arise. And God bless them. And God said, be fruitful. I dealt with that in the first service, where curses are not meant to exist on us, where limitations and embargoes are not meant to be on our lives. But then it goes further into supplies, excess without stress. In Genesis 1:29, before Adam could have the need for food, food was on ground. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. I've given you everything for food. The food existed before the hunger arose. Also in Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 8, you look at what the Bible said there. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Thank God, man was not put in the valley. He was not put in a desert. He was put in a garden. And the garden had a name. It is called Eden. Eden means pleasure. Eden means bliss. Eden means fulfillment. The garden of pleasure, the garden of bliss, the garden of satisfaction, the garden of fulfillment. It is not a garden of pressure. It's not a garden of scarcity, shortage. That was man's destiny, where we started. Before sin spoiled everything. Before sin spoiled everything. And then of course, from that garden,
God planted things in the garden. Genesis chapter 2 verse 10 to 12. God made deposits. So I congratulate all of you that have anything to do with deposits in the earth. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. And the name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is also bdellium and onyx stones. These are precious materials. These are raw materials that God put in the earth when Adam didn't know what gold was all about. I have every reason. Is that Australia?
Middlesbrough, UK, all right.
Before Adam ever knew what gold was, I'm sure he didn't even touch the gold, because before he could know what was in the garden, he has already sinned and driven from the garden. But the gold was there. The onyx was there. All those things were there in case he will find it. And I'm sure because of the kind of revelation he operated, he would have known that it was there. In case he had the need for them, they were there. This is where you belong. This is where I belong. All of you. Loads of gold. Millions, billions of it. Where you can charter an Airbus for the brethren. I have an Airbus here. We are going for a crusade in Hong Kong. As many as want to come, just register at the office in the church that you want to be at that crusade. And we have two of them can take about 1,000 people, more than 500 people per plane, for those who can take excuse from their office to be in the crusade in Fiji Island. The pastor who has gone ahead of us, the pastor of Pagadian Church in the Philippines, I have sent him an assignment, an exploratory assignment, for the rest of Asia. He has gone to Indonesia. He has gone to Cambodia. He has gone to Thailand. And all of the places were crying that this kind of thing they are seeing, they want to see it. They want to see it. And then he had a group of people who were covering like 25 nations who were there in places called Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and those places. He said they are all hungry and asking, when will this person come? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Where you own the airliners that charter and take the 50% of the choir or an instrumentalist, as many as are ready to go, the ushers and so forth. We should get enough money and use it to punish the devil. The kind of thing that is happening, more of it. Freely you have received, freely give. Crusades are happening. No offering is taken. Welfare is being distributed. Hospitals are being built. Things are happening everywhere. And the devil is lamenting the day he decided to become a devil.
Regretting is devilishness. But let me round off today. Take your seat. What is the way of to our destiny? It's the same way I mentioned in the first service. What is the way? It's being like God. Being like God. God is our origin. God is our destiny. Being like God. Being like Him. Being with Him.
I believe it was Psalm 17 and in verse 15 where He said, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I wake up in your likeness.
Your satisfaction in life, your satisfaction is in destiny, is when you wake up like him. When your friends begin to notice that you are sounding so spiritual, when they begin to feel God when they come around you, you are gradually approaching your destiny. When they begin to feel the kind of way God loves, when they feel the sincerity that is in God, they feel the honesty that is in God, they feel the purity of conscience that they feel. When your friends, your family members, your colleagues in the office, and when those who know you begin to feel God when they come around you, that is when you have begun to approach your destiny. But for as long as you look bitter, unforgiving, and sinful, and dishonest, and false, and fake, and unreal to yourself and to those who know you, you are very far from the things I just spoke about. Very, very far. Very far. But when you begin to look like him, you begin to become what he wants you to be. Do you know what happened to a lion? As a baby, the mother lion died. Kenneth Hagin told the story of this baby lion that an American shepherd found the lion as a baby and brought the lion home. And the lion grew with his sheep, with his flock. And that was how that lion was delionized. He lost everything lion. He was eating grass like sheep and was moving about with sheep. How the system of the lion handled the grass was a mystery. But one day, a big lion will come out of the woods and come and chase the sheep. And as the sheep was running, this lion, sheep lion, was also running. His kind was pursuing them and he was running. He ran until one day the lion came again. But he ran and he came to a place of water and looked at the water and saw his own image inside the water and saw that he looked like this lion that was pursuing them. Originally he ran back first. Then he went again and realized that it was himself that was the lion. That was when its mentality began to change. The Bible says, as in water, face answer to face, so the heart of man to man. There is a connection between your destination and your realization of who you are. He saw his face. So when this big lion that is chasing all the other lions came the next time, as the sheep were running, he stood. And the lion came close to the sheep lion and sniffed it. Something like, we are together. What have you been doing here? What's wrong with you? Are you, you ran crazy? They gave you something to drink. Let's go, my friend. That was how he organized it from the sheepfold. Took it into the lion family to teach it how to roar and to tear flesh and drink blood. That is how many of us have been. We hung around the world too much. We hung around unbeliever people with their mentality for too long until we began to think and act and behave like them. Live their sinful ways, act with their limited mindset. But God is saying, come out of them. Separate yourself. Come closer to me. Look like me. Come to my presence. Let me show you who you are. Let me teach you who you are. Stand up on your feet, somebody. Come, let me show you who you are. Let me teach you who you are. Let me know that you are the one that the witches should be saying, what will this man do to us again? If you see any devil, anywhere we go for crusade, including here, ask them. Ask them, they will tell you. Some of them leave the town until the crusade is over. Before they return. Otherwise, they report in hell. We didn't go with water. We go raw fire. Raw fire. It is you that the devil will say, what will this man do to us again? What next is he planning against us? Not you say, what is the devil planning for you? Today, I'd like you to make up your mind to say, Lord, I want to be like you. You made my life so beautiful. Oh Lord, and as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. You made my life, you made my life so beautiful. Oh Lord, and as you have made me here. There's nothing greater than me. That's why I love
forevermore.
Forevermore.
I want more of you.
Jesus,
I want more of you.
Jesus,
I say the more I know, it is the more I want to know.
Jesus, more of you.
I want more of you.
I want more, more of you. Jesus,
I want more of you.
Jesus,
I said the more I know you, it is the more I want to know you.
Jesus,
more of you. One more time. I want more of you.
I want more of you.
Is a
more
of you,
more of you, more of you, more of you,
more
of you,
more of you. Sing it one more time, more of you, more of you,
more of you.
Lift up your hand. There is a song we sang. There was a song we sang in the first service. Can you bring it up? Lift your hands and speak to God. I want more of you. You don't have an idea, do you? You do, all right. Bring the lyrics up first. Lord, my highest life ambition is to be conformed to your image. Let men see the likeness of you in my life. When people see me, let them see you. Let them be reminded of you, Lord, when they come in touch with me. May they feel your awesome presence around me. That's what we're talking about. What do people feel when they come close? Second verse. Let every part of my life be a picture of who you are. Let men hear your voice
Oh dear Lord, in my voice, let something about my life point to something about you, to man. Make me a written epistle in the earth. Lord, if ever you can help me, let my will dissolve into your will. Lord, I want you to think your thoughts through me, my life. Let your wisdom flow through me. Let your dreams find expression through me. May your vision be a reality through me. We're going to read all the three verses straight and then read it, sing the chorus. We're going to sing the three verses. Lord, my highest life ambition is to be let me see the light of you in my life. Let them be reminded. You remind me of you when they come in touch with me. May they be your awesome friend around me. Let every part, Lord, let every part of my life be a picture. Be a picture, Lord. Let men hear your voice. Oh dear, in my voice. Let something about my life point. Let something about point to something. Make me a. Lord, if ever you can help me. Lord, if ever you can help me. Let my will dissolve. Lord, I want to think your thoughts through my life. Let your wisdom flow through me. Let your wisdom flow through me. Let your dream precious through me. May your vision be reality through me. Lord, make me. Lord, make me a reflection of your love. You. Let your faith flow out of my life. Lord, make me a reflection of your youth. Let the fragrance of your presence flow out. Sing, Lord, make me, Lord, make me of your image upon the earth. Let us praise our Lord. So I lift up your hands and begin to speak to God. Father, release upon me the fragrance of your presence. Help me to be more like you. Let my generation begin to feel you when they see me. Let my life begin to remind people of who you are. Deliver me from living for myself. Living for myself. Living for less. Living for small. Lift up your hands of your image upon the earth. Let the fragrance of your presence flow out of my life. Lord, make me a reflection of your image upon the earth. Let the fragrance of your presence flow around my life. Lift up your hands. Father, I give you the praise. Lift your hands high. Something is dropping for somebody. Every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I call to you. Lift up your hands. Father, touch that daughter of yours, that child of yours, that son of yours. Deliver them from the life of compromise. Give them the boldness to live for you. Boldness to speak for you. Boldness to stand for you. Everywhere you are this moment, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. Forgiveness for your sins. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. Grace to live for you. I receive it. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Let me see your hand. Wave it. All right. Whether you prayed or not, quickly come to the front here and make your way. Lord, I give you my heart. I'll give you the count of 20. You feel the need to make your ways right with Jesus. The rest of us can take our seats.
Every moment I'm away. Have your way.
I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every moment on my way.
Lord, have your way.
Everybody say, I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
Every moment on my way.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody sing,
I'll give you my all,
I'll give you my soul,
I live for you alone.
Every moment on my way,
have your way, Lord.
Quickly, quickly come to the front. Everywhere you are. Also, you are here. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want forgiveness You've come out like this before, but you want to rededicate to Jesus. You want an addiction broken off your life. Wherever you are, quickly step forward. Pick your Bibles. Pick your bags. And come and live for Jesus. You've lived for yourself. You rose, you fall, you rose, you fall. You want to rise and not come down anymore. Come forward. Be free from tobacco addiction, alcohol addiction, marijuana addiction, Indian hemp, and all forms of addiction. Quickly, come forward. I give you the count of 10. 1, 2. Let's come, one man. Holy Spirit, I live for Jesus. Day after day, two. I live for Jesus. Day after day, three. I live for Jesus. Four. Five. The Holy Spirit. I will. Six. And seven. Everybody sing. I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let God walk me. Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Fresh grace, Jesus' name. I declare that child healed. Cause that affliction. Lose your grip on that baby. And every other sick person here on this line, I declare you healed and whole. In Jesus' precious name, amen.